16 mission 7 kaifin ka'ara al gabeh haner. You can invert a dish over a lamp bishvil shelote chos bakara, so that the flame of the lamp doesn't burn or catch hold of the ceiling of the house. That you can do, adds in here, that there's got to be enough space between the lamp and the dish that you're putting over, so that the dish doesn't put out the lamp. You obviously have to be careful you don't put it out, but you can do that to prevent anything that's above there from catching on fire. Okay, so that's the end of actually the fire, all of the fire laws. Obviously, just to add, all of these laws are only where there's no life or concern of life. The minute there's a concern of life, or, you know, even just a concern that the fire might get out of control and somebody's life is in danger, then these laws don't apply. Then you put out the fire straight away. These are only where there's certainty that there's no life at risk.
Is it only for people, animals also?
No, people, only people, yeah. Okay, that's fire. Then he says, "Va'altso." While we're talking about turning, inverting dishes over things, he says, "Va'altso shall katan." One can also turn over a dish onto tsoa, which is excrement. And what this is talking about over here, it's actually the Gemara refines this case quite narrowly to talking about like chicken excrement, right, from an animal. And it's talking about in a place where, like in another courtyard where people don't normally go. Because actually if it's in a place where people normally go, you can pick it up and move it out the way if it's like disgusting over there. But this is talking about if it's in another courtyard, you worry that the kids are going to go there and the kids might like play with it. But you can't move it out the way because generally it's not a place where people go. So what can you do? You can invert a dish over the excrement to prevent children from dirtying themselves. Val akrav shilo tishach. And also one can invert a dish over a scorpion so that it won't sting. And what you're worried about over here is that, I mean, obviously, yeah, this right. So you, although you're trapping the scorpion, and that's actually forbidden. You're not allowed to trap things on Shabbos. But because the scorpion over here is something which is potentially dangerous, right? It's potentially dangerous. And you're trapping it, but not for its own sake. You don't want the scorpion, you just don't want the scorpion to come for you. So in that case over there, you would be allowed to trap it. Amar Reb Yehuda says, Reb Yehuda ma'aseh bo lifnei Rabban Yochanan Metzaka ba'arav. The similar case came before Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka. Amar, he says, Chosheshaini lo mechatas. He says he fears that a person who does this would have to bring a sin offering, because he holds that a person who does, Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we said before, that one is liable for forbidden work which is not done for its own sake. So he holds differently. Brings out the end of the Karti that the law is as follows. This interesting law, that if it's a poisonous creature which can bite and kill, right, the examples, you bring a poisonous snake or a rabid dog, you can kill it on sight. There's human life at risk, and you can kill that animal with no further, right, with, right. If it's something which can cause injury, but it's not, it wouldn't like kill you, right, but it would cause injury. So if it comes after a person, if it starts chasing a person, then you can kill it. If it doesn't chase the person, then you can invert a vessel over it so that it doesn't come and bite you. And that's the case of the scorpion in our Mishnah over here.